Proverbs for the day, July the 13th, Proverbs chapter 13. We're going to read two verses, verse 8 and verse 18. Verse 8, the ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. In fact, I'm going to refer you to one other verse. Go up to the beginning of this chapter real quick and look at verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. All right, verse 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. Okay? Two thoughts today on this thing, and let's read the verses together again. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The first one is a question. The first question is, what is there to lose? What is there to lose? Notice what he said, the ransom of a man's life are his riches. We have different definitions, I know, in older and newer English, but they both cross paths, and that is a ransom is a price paid to redeem from a situation. You might think in the immediate context that a ransom is what someone would pay, you know, if someone had kidnapped something. Well, the idea is to redeem it from a situation. And so he says here, the ransom of a man's life are his riches. Seldom do they take a poor man's son or daughter, for example, captive and demand riches. But a man's life, the ransom of a man's life are his riches. Now, the poor, for example, has nothing to lose. And so sometimes the poor get careless because of that. Sometimes the poor get careless. What is there to lose? Now, our Bible is amazing how the Lord has given us this King James Bible and how He's woven this English together. For example, your Bible tells you in the New Testament, okay, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many. And lest you're dabbling in this Calvinistic stuff that's going around, and by the way, it is one of the major downfalls of these last days. It's a very popular doctrine amongst the so-called right wing. But notice here he says, when he says give his life a ransom for many, many is not an exclusive statement. It's a numeric statement for many. Wouldn't you say that the population of the world is many? There are many people in this world. Amen. He gave his life that whosoever will may come. The poor become fatalistic, cynical, sometimes daring or reckless or desperate. And so sometimes the degree of riches does bring an awareness. For example, in our verse, the ransom of a man's life are his riches. But the poor heareth not rebuke. He has nothing to lose. The rich man physically, materialistically, has something to lose. Now, there is an application to eternity. There are eternal riches. And so there are some who are squandering away life, and those who are doing so tend not to listen, and those who do not listen tend to do so. As we have said before to you, the thing cuts both ways. What is there to lose? Well, the ransom of a man's life are his riches. Are you laying up treasure in heaven? Do you know the devil himself will try to hold you hostage, hold your family hostage, hold things hostage against you to try to keep you from laying up treasures in heaven? The devil is going to hold it against you if you are laying up treasures in heaven. One cannot read the Bible without coming to the conclusion that, as Bob Jones Sr. said, you cannot do right and get away with it. That if you're going to live for God, you are going to have the opportunity to get it in the neck at some point. That we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God, as Paul said. And that was not a statement of how to be saved. It was a statement of the path from the cross to the crown. And so, what is there to lose? Well, there's plenty to lose. And if you're not careful, if you're not aware, if you don't live circumspectly, you'll have nothing to lose. And when that happens to you, then the things that God says as warnings don't get your attention, and the devil doesn't bother messing with you for the most part, because there's nothing he has to leverage with you. And so we need to understand that poverty and shame shall be, verse 18, to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. So secondly, what is there to gain? What is there to lose? And what is there to gain? Can you imagine what it would be to be honored by God Himself in eternity? I know we can't totally get it. I know that. But it's forever. So, I mean, picture the most lasting thing you can think of down here, and picture it being about like that. The snap of a finger. That is how long the most lasting thing down here can last. If they built a monument to you and etched your name in the stone, and it lasted for hundreds of years, that is about how long it lasts compared to eternity, if not less, okay? I just don't have a micro way of doing it. My point is this, what is there to gain? There's honor from God. He that regardeth reproof shall be honored. You see, the Lord wants to honor you. He wants this to attract you. He wants this to motivate you. Colossians chapter 3 in your New Testament. Turn over here for a moment to Colossians chapter 3. You see, these verses in Proverbs, they connect. When I say they connect to everyday living, they may not connect to every single day of your life, but they connect to your everyday life. Because your everyday life connects to eternity. If we live a vain vanity of life down here. Wait, ready? People honoring you, putting your name in a sidewalk and putting your handprint in there, and you living like the devil or living less than what God wants you to live, okay? You got it? To do that is to live a zero life, a zero outcome. Well, how much more so if we sell out for nothing that most of us are going to get from this world? Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And this chapter goes on to tell us to mortify some things, put on some things, and then he says this. Let's sum it up in verse 23. Look at the end of the chapter with me. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. What is there to gain? Honor. Honor. I mean, isn't it something that you and I could someday let God, could see God honor us? Wouldn't that be amazing? I think it would be. Norman J. Clayton wrote some words, and it says, if we could see beyond today as God can see, if all the clouds should roll away, the shadows flee. O'er present griefs we would not fret, for many joys are waiting yet for you and me. If we could know beyond today as God doth know, why dearest treasures pass away and tears must flow, and why the darkness leads to light, why dreary days will soon grow bright, some day life's wrongs will be made right. Faith tells us so. If we could see, if we could know, we often say, but God in love a veil doth throw across our way. We cannot see what lies before, and so we cling to Him the more. He leads us till this life is o'er. Trust and obey. What is there to lose? What is there to gain?